Welcome to the Igniting Souls podcast with Carrie Oberbrunner. Carrie believes if you want to experience clarity in business and in life, then discovering who you are, why you're here, and where you're going is a must. The Igniting Souls podcast is dedicated to help you do just this. And now, here's Carrie.
Hey guys, it's Carrie Oberbrunner, and I am here with a very, very special guest, Daphne V. Smith. This is your day. I'm holding your book. Can you believe it?
This is so exciting. It's finally here. It seems like it took forever.
Absolutely. Well, listen, let's go all the way back to the beginning. First of all, I love for people, number one, to type in where they're from. I see Nikki. I see Jenny, I see Sherry. There's lots of people who are jumping in. Today, we're going to be talking about what to do on your book launch day. Like so many times, we don't see how this stuff is done. The behind the scenes, this is your big day, your global release. I'm sure things are working well and other things are hiccups, but we're going to talk about all that. Here's what I'd love for you guys to do. If you can share this live feed, that would be awesome. Wherever you're watching this right now, if you can share it, here's why. Daphne's got a big heart to help women. And listen, anybody who knows me, Daphne, knows that I am totally pro women. A lot of my clients are women. I just think that women's voices have not been heard enough in the world. If you agree, type in the word agree. Okay. And then press share. Because what we're going to do is we're going to basically give everybody a gift who shares today. And I can't wait for that as well. But Daphne, let's take people all the way back, because we see the Daphne who's under the lights today, who's going to be on a stage, who's going to launch her book worldwide. But then we also don't see the other stuff. Take us back to 2014. I'm sitting at a Starbucks coffee shop with you. Someone said we should meet. What was your life like then? And then trust me, we'll start talking about what your life is like now.
Yeah. So just over four years ago, we met in February. I knew that my whole world had crumbled. Mm. And I truly felt like a shell of a person. In the book, I talk about wearing a mask, but I felt like a shell. I was hollow inside. I was truly living by default. I was not living by design. It was, what can I do to get through today? And just survival mode is the best way to put it.
Wow. So you were literally trying to survive. You're wearing a mask. Nobody knows the real secret. I didn't even know the real secret, what was going on. But I could tell as I was chatting with you that something was very special about you, that God was going to use you in a major way. And here we are now, where you are talking about recognize your hurts, release your shame, reclaim your voice. What's your scarlet letter? So how do you go from surviving, wearing a mask, to now talking about your story? Listen, people are going to find out anyway as they read your book. But how bad was it, Daphne? How bad was it in 2014?
So I met you, Carrie, 2 weeks to the day after I left my husband of 26 years. Wow. He had no idea I was leaving. I left the house in order for him to have papers served and me not be there.
Wow.
It was bad. He was unemployed. And I had found a friend who was gracious enough to open her home to me. So that on my salary, which wasn't much, it would cover the bills, and she didn't charge me any extra. And I just needed to get out. We were both so broken. And I knew that I could not, well, I could live the rest of my life that way, but I chose not to. And I really believe 100% we would not be where we are today. When you and I met, you encouraged me to get involved with Your Secret Name. Hmm. That's the book. That's the very first book. You listened to my story. You know, I thought I should do one thing And you, in your discernment, you said, start with your secret name. And my husband and I had proposed a 90-day separation. Mm. During that time, I went through your secret name and I completely changed.
Wow. Well, and see, and that's why, and by the way, you can't buy your secret name today. We're not talking, this is not about that. Right. It's about Daphne's story. But I do want people to realize the power of a book. Like, I knew we only had 60 minutes together. And then who knows if I'd ever see you again. But I handed you a book, hopefully for free. I don't know. Hopefully, I don't know. Maybe I handed you a book or maybe I told you to buy it. I don't know. Did I have any on me?
Yes, you handed it to me. Okay. And
talk about it. I sold it. I don't know. Whatever. Well, I gave you a book. You bought it. Who knows? But here you are. You read the book, and because I didn't have 3 hours with you or 4 hours with you, a book was that process where you and the quietness of your heart were able to be open to the fact that you were carrying labels and names that weren't serving you. Is that accurate?
Accurate, 100%. And I know this wasn't an accident. I got your book right before you were starting a 5-week cohort.
Interesting. Okay.
So I read your book. I got into your cohort. And that's really where the magic happened.
Yeah. And listen, if you're an author out there, this is why you need to hear this. Because look, I could have just handed it to Daphne a book and said, hey, have a good life. Hope you do well. But I hear you saying 90 days separation, like 26 years, you're going to throw the marriage away. Your husband's going to throw it away. Like, that's where you were at. Did you have one or two kids?
We have two kids.
You have two kids, son and a daughter?
Yeah. And they were graduated. They were out of the house by then.
Yeah. So, I mean, there's multiple layers here of ramifications. And you're at the end of your rope. And rather than you say, you know what, I'm done, you said, I'm going to engage in a process called the Your Secret Name 5-Week Journey. What? Listen, maybe people have faith today. Maybe they don't. Even if they don't, they love that course. But God spoke to you in those 5 weeks. What was the message?
The message was and still is, I'm not who other people said that I was. That my past did not determine or define who I truly am and whose I truly am and what my potential is. So my past does not equal my potential.
Okay. Fantastic. So you go through this process, you read the book, you go through the course, the 5-week journey, God starts speaking to you and you start realizing you're never going to outperform your own self-image, that you're stuck and you need a new identity. You need a new name. Take us now. What happens next? I mean, here you are today, a published author, a businesswoman, you got a big enterprise growing here, but what happened? Like, to save the marriage. Are you still with the guy? And by the way, if you just joined us, please share this if you know a lady or guy who's stuck. Because Daphne, I really feel like that day, if we hadn't met, I know I wouldn't be the same because you changed my life. You actually did. You changed my life, our business. It's crazy. That's why we're here today. So my life would be changed. I'm guessing your life would be different. What happened?
Yeah. So I went through your secret name and I was at the end of my rope, I threw my hands up and I'm a recovering control freak, right? Based on my background and the dysfunction I grew up in. And I said, look, if this marriage is going to survive, it's going to be because you fixed it, God. And not only did I change, my husband changed as well. And at the end of those 90 days, we reconciled. We made changes in our relationship. We went through some counseling as well,
sure,
which was for us crucial. But what's important to me in regards to your secret name is my maiden name was Vaught. So V like in Victor, right?
Okay.
Well, my secret name is Victorious.
I love it.
And when you see me listed as Daphne V. Smith, it means way more than what anybody would ever just assume.
I love it. I love it. So here you are, 4 years later. When did the desire come to write a book? Because I mean, there's one thing about, are we going to survive? then you start experiencing hope, freedom, joy, and you realize like other people around you are not experiencing that. They need help. I get it. Some people watching today right now are saying like, well, Daphne, you know, you didn't have 2 decades of success yet. What gave you the confidence to say relatively early in your transformation, I want to share this secret. I want to share this training, this message with other people. What kind of freed you up to do that?
I really think it was recovery process for me. And this is just, you know, I'm speaking from my heart, your belief in me, because I started hanging around you and I joined the tribe and I hung on every word and I chose to believe, even when I didn't really think I had value, I continued to pursue and to grow. And something I didn't acknowledge earlier is, yes, this guy, I refer to him as my David, he and I on October 1st will celebrate 30 years of marriage.
Wow.
And that first Christmas after we reconciled, I bought a Christmas ornament that said our first Christmas. So we always have a reminder and it goes up on the tree every year of how far we've come. And I just know that I know that I know people, not just women, but you know, that's kind of my lane. People need hope. They need hope. And so what can I do to help them?
I love it. And listen, folks, this is why we're doing this today is sure, you know, Daphne's releasing her book and sure, we're excited about transformation. But I truly believe there's someone watching right now who needs this message, who's saying like either A, I got divorced, the guy was a jerk or we didn't reconcile. And now what do I do? You still need hope. You know, the divorce just isn't the answer alone. You need the personal transformation, whether you're in the marriage or out of the marriage. But there's other people who maybe heard news today or maybe are at the end of the ropes where they're like, there is no chance I'm ever going to even talk to this person again. And I hear you saying, no, you kept pursuing God. You kept pursuing transformation. You did get your secret name. Folks, the whole reason why Daphne and I are qualified today to talk isn't because of the degrees, the training. It's because our pain is our platform. And Daphne, the only reason I could help you, a wounded soul like me, is because I was a cutter, a self-injurer, as even a pastor. So hiding behind that mask, that's why I love this book so much. I mean, let's now get into that. What is the scarlet letter for people who don't know that metaphor, that concept from literature? What is a scarlet letter?
So what I'm referring to, you know, Nathaniel Hawthorne's book, Scarlet Letter, if you look at the heroine, if you will, the main character, she actually turned her scarlet letter around, if you will. Mm. She became engaged. And it wasn't that she took pride in her sin, because she got her scarlet letter from a choice she made, right? Yeah. My scarlet letter came from things that other people did to me. But she became strong and she owned her own identity beyond the letter. She knew that letter didn't have to define her. So the book, what I'm encouraging women to do, and I've actually been able to bring in stories of 7 other women.
Wow.
Because my experience is in abuse, unfortunately, all types of it. Yeah. However, we've got an author in there, our very own Erica Foster, her story of divorce. She felt like she had a scarlet letter right there. Yeah. Our author friend, Deborah Hayes, shares about her abortion. Lisa Moser shares about her body image and being bullied by herself. Okay. You can't escape the bullying when it's yourself. We've got Kirsten Samuel and her infidelity story. Tiffany Godfrey.
Yeah, I see her.
Why am I, oh my gosh, I just want to make sure I don't forget anybody.
Tiffany's heard peer abuse. Yeah, Kirsten's, Dahlia.
Yes, Dahlia. Oh my gosh. Yes. I would have never ever thought Dahlia felt like she had a scarlet letter.
And Gina.
Yeah, Gina's not an author, but she sure could be because she's got a story that needs to be.
So let's get into that. I mean, we are a publishing company, Author Academy Elite. We were honored, deeply honored to be your publisher. Your book is now available all over the world. You have a global launch. So you're actually doing what we teach. So many people, like, they say that they wrote a book and then that's it. Like, they don't do anything. I tell people often, and if you're watching this as an author, events drive energy. So let's talk about today, even the energy you've seen from friends, colleagues. You told me your phone was blowing up. Tell us about the flowers. I mean, what's been happening because you decided to have an event?
Yeah, it's been humbling to say the least. So I think like 5 o'clock this morning or something was the very first text that came in. I'm an early riser, so it's all good. People praying literally across the country for me. The flowers that you see in the background, those came to me from a friend from high school who lives in Texas. Wow. Because we did go global. I know there are people who are going to join the live stream as England. And we've got people in Jamaica who are interested, in Australia and Canada. It's blowing my mind. It's so exciting.
Give us that link one more time.
Okay. Oh gosh, I was not prepared. Sorry. I can get it though.
Because it's going to be shown on your webpage.
It's going to be on Facebook.
On Facebook, your author page. So Daphne V. Smith author page. I'll list that below. Thank you. People can find that and then watch it right there.
Yeah.
As well, which is fantastic. The book's on Amazon. I've already seen your ranking climb through the day here. So people are getting excited and that type of thing. I'll grab these links here. And then Daphne, why don't you share us about launch day? Some people want to know, like, look, not everybody has a book launch day. What are you drinking? What are you eating? You know, what have you forgotten to do? I mean, what's all going on here?
So really for me, launch day started well beyond today. It's almost like having a baby and a wedding all at the same time, if you will. So there has been a lot of planning going into this. And one of the very first things I did is something that Carrie has taught, and it's to recreate. So tonight, it's not the first time this has happened. I already created it in my mind from the very first time I went to that space and I envisioned the room. What table's gonna go where? Where are the tech people gonna be? Where are the food and beverage gonna be? What's the greeter going to do? Where is she going to stand? So all of that was already envisioned. And for me, it was very important because I'm tactile. Excuse me. I have a list. Mm-hmm. I mean, a specific one of those composition notebooks. So it's all written down in there. I have a dry erase board where everything has been written, and it's on my phone. So I'm covered every way you can think of. So that the planning has been as detailed as I wanted it to. What am I drinking? So much water. much water. Half the coffee is normal. I'll confess there will be an adult beverage much later in the evening. But
there you go. I know 6 p.m. tonight Eastern, or what? What is it?
It's it'll actually be 7:15 Eastern. It's going to go live stream. Mm-hmm. And we've got a ton of prizes that we're going to give away. I commissioned some special jewelry to give to winners. I was inspired, and so I ran with it. And I'm so excited to share that. The authors who are featured in my book, I got copies of their books, and they've signed them, and we're going to give those away. It's just...
Wow.
It's really going to be a party. It's going to be a ton of fun.
Yeah. So let's talk a little bit. Imagine first of all, I'm thrilled. I know what's going to happen. And we've talked, even you and I personally, we've said today's just the start.
Yeah.
Like, again, authors make the mistake of saying, well, everything's going to happen tonight. So we got the live stream here. We just posted that 7:15 p.m. All this is on the links here. Nikki helped you out there. So as you're watching this live stream, folks, that's where everything is. But we even chatted about how people make the mistake of thinking it's all about the day. I mean, imagine your wedding. It's all about the wedding ceremony. No, that's the beginning. That's when you start the wedding. You have a whole lifetime. Why do you think Author Academy Elite is picking up so much attention? Do you think it's because we teach some of that about your book is not just a business card? Your book is not just a one-stop shop where you sell it and now you never talk to the people again. Like, what's your vision for the book, secondly? But firstly, why do you think Author Academy Elite has prepared you for this day?
So Author Academy Elite provided three main things and continues to provide three main things. First of all, it gave me a track to run on.
Okay.
Because from idea to reality, wow, there are so many places you can go. And if you're just off trying to do this on your own, it is way too easy to get sidelined and confused. I mean, I've talked to people who said, I've been writing my book for 17 years. Why? Why? So I got a track to run on. I knew step by step what to do. I got your teaching because, I mean, hey, you've been doing this for 15 years. Who better than a guy who's running a seven-figure business and published seven books? Then, yeah, if you tell me to do it, I'm going to do it.
Right.
Then the tribe. For me, especially with my type of story, writing can be lonely, but I was never, ever alone. Anytime I needed an encouragement or just, you know, any kind of resource or reference or somebody else's experience, it was all there waiting for me. So to me, the track, the teaching, and the tribe,
well, I like that.
That was provided through Author Academy Elite.
I like that. And listen, for those who are watching right now, we have right there in the links a free 5-day challenge. Daphne, I think you logged in and saw we have 21,000 people that tomorrow are going to jump on a live webinar and learn for free how to write, publish, and market their books the right way. Cannot wait. This is why we do it. You know, it's not because, ooh, we got another author who published a book. Daphne is going to literally change marriages, generations, businesses. I mean, you name it. That's why we do what we do, because listen, this is your baby, but I'm the grandpa.
Okay, that's a little weird.
and I'm bald enough to be the grandpa almost. But listen, I even wrote the foreword on purpose because I believe in you. You asked me to do that. But I mean, we love our authors. We get behind them. You have four phone calls with me a week if you need. We talk about your marketing plan. You did this smart. You put back ads, not only for your cross promotion for your friends, but then, hey, you're speaking. Let me get that here. Can you see that? So you're now doing speaking and facilitation. This is how you do a book, okay? So listen, we're almost out of time, but I do want to talk about a few more things. What's your vision? What do you think can happen with What's Your Scarlet Letter? What do you want to see happen?
So the obvious, lives changed, hurts and hearts healed. In order to do that, I have a 2-year plan. Next month on October 16th, I'm kicking off. I'm offering a free webinar
awesome.
For anybody who wants to take a deeper dive into the book and who maybe has never even read the book. It'll get them started, if you will.
Yeah.
So offer that free webinar. The audiobook is going to be available in 6 months. So how about that for commitment? And also from there, a retreat. I want to offer a space for women to come and to go through the process in person have an intensive weekend that just opens up the floodgates and throws away the masks and burns the scarlet letters. I mean, there probably will be some fire involved.
I like fire. I do like fire. That's awesome. I like that. That is so cool. That's what we're talking about. You know, we teach authors how to take one book, turn it into 18 streams of impact, which turn it into 18 streams of income. And you're doing what you love. I can see you. I can feel the fire. This is so exciting. You, in fact, I like fire so much. You're part of our Fire Ring private mastermind that, you know, we're going to be launching here very soon. But you are just a success story because of your heart. And I'm going to be joining you tonight as well, not physically, because I'm going to be at my daughter's basketball tryouts here prior to that. But I'll join on live stream. And Daphne, you've just been awesome. Where can people find you? Give us the Audible. We've already posted the link, but where can people find more about you?
So please come visit brand new website, DaphneVSmith.com. I came out from behind the brand mask and owned it. So DaphneVSmith.com.
You did. You used to have like Well Done Life or something. And we're like, hey, you are the CEO of a brand called YOU, and you got to make it happen. So I'm so proud of you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Awesome. Well, listen, folks, if you're watching this, a couple call to actions. Number one, we posted the link, grab the book, join the live stream, not only to hear an inspiring message tonight, but also to learn. I mean, how do you launch a book? Daphne's going to model that well. In addition to that, we have a 5-day challenge that we get going with tomorrow, Wednesday, 1 p.m. Eastern. And jump on there, because we're going to give you a masterclass on how to write, publish, and market the correct way. Daphne, and we're going to see you at the conference. So you're speaking at the Igniting Souls conference as well. Why don't you give 60 seconds on, I think we have 9 tickets left. Tell us a little bit about the Igniting Souls conference and what you're going to talk about.
I have gone to the Igniting Souls conference. This will be my 5th in a row. The Igniting Souls conference has equipped me. Everything I've learned and I'm doing now came at a round table at the expertise of Carrie and his business partner, David, and all the true A-listers you bring in to help us take our books, our businesses, regardless of what your business is, to the next level. And so what I'm going to be there to talk about is, who are your clients? Who is your target market? And how do you relate to them? Because just like Carrie said, your pain is your platform. God doesn't waste a hurt. So take that, heal from it, and encourage others to do the same. So come to the Igniting Souls conference. Oh my gosh, I can't believe we have any tickets left.
Well, the only reason we do is because we bought a new location. we sold out the last 3 years. We knew last year that the only complaint was it's too tight. So we got a location that's many times bigger. And someone just asked, where is that? It's in Columbus, Ohio. We literally have people that are flying in from the UK, from Australia, from India, you name it. Last year from Africa. Literally every country, not every country, every continent, minus Antarctica over the last few years have come. Tickets are almost gone. Carrie, is there one more space for the London event? I am speaking in London. We did sell out completely. Muriel says, is there one more space? I'll tell you what, Muriel, email support@carrieoberbrunner.com right now, support@carrieoberbrunner.com, subject line UK, and we'll see if we can get you in somehow. I may need to contact that hotel. But listen, Daphne, you didn't sit on the sideline at that Starbucks 4 years ago. You could have said, it's too hard, it's too difficult, I'm too overwhelmed, I'm too far gone, but you didn't. Let's end like this. What words of hope can you give to somebody today who's at the end of the rope? They feel like cashing in, they feel like giving up, whatever that means. what would you say to them?
I would encourage you with one of my favorite phrases. If you're breathing, it's for a reason. That means you still have hope. You still have potential. Every second of every single day is an opportunity to start fresh, to change, to pivot. Whatever marketing term is hip today, you can make the change and you are worthy of making the change. You have to take action.
You got to take action. I tell people often, clarity comes with action. It doesn't come while you're sitting in a room. So Daphne, thanks so much. We'll be thinking, praying for you tonight. And congratulations on your baby being born.
Thank you. Thank you. Right.
We'll see you guys.
Thanks so much for listening to the Igniting Souls podcast. As a subscriber, we challenge you to be more than just a passive listener. Show up, filled up, and become a member of the tribe. Visit us on the web at carrieoberbrenner.com. Remember, the most powerful weapon on earth is the human soul on fire.